This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Security forces killed a protester and wounded at least 91 others in Baghdad Saturday as tens of thousands of Iraqis gathered in mass anti-government protest in the capital and blocked roads leading to a major port. We get more from VOA's Ed Uranian.
Arab news channels showed video of protesters blocking the main road leading to the port of Umm Qasr with burning tires and blocks of concrete. The port through which Iraq imports grain, cooking oil, and sugar has been closed since Wednesday. In Baghdad, hundreds of protesters gathered in the city's iconic Tahrir Square as darkness fell. Video on social media showed a young protester being shot by Iraqi security forces under the Jumhuriya Bridge near the square. Media reports have indicated the number of injured is in the dozens. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Turkey's defense ministry says at least 13 people were killed in a car bombing near a market Saturday in the northern Syrian border town of Tel Abyad. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but the ministry blamed the attack on the Syrian Kurdish People's Protection Unit, or YPG. It's a Kurdish component of the Syrian Democratic Forces. The ministry also called on world leaders to take a stand against the YPG, describing it as a cruel terror organization. Turkey has designated the YPG a terrorist group, but the U.S. considers it a key ally in the ongoing fight against the Islamic State. A Trump campaign official told the FBI that during the 2016 presidential race, the campaign's chairman pushed the idea that Ukraine, not Russia, was behind the hack of the Democratic Party servers. The released documents show the campaign's chairman, Paul Manafort, pushed that idea. That unsubstantiated theory was advanced by President Donald Trump even after he took office. This is VOA News. Hong Kong riot police continue to be out in force Saturday evening as protesters set barricades on fire. This is following a day of mass protests across the city. Thousands of black-clad masked protesters defied a police ban and streamed into Hong Kong's central shopping district for another rally demanding a meaningful autonomy after Beijing indicated it could tighten its grip on the territory. Scores of protesters occupied streets at the upscale Causeway Bay shopping area Saturday, chanting pro-democracy slogans. Another big crowd converged at the Victory, or I should say nearby Victoria Park. Riot police conducted searches and issued warnings that the rally was illegal and protesters violated a government ban on masks. The protests began in June over a now shelved plan to allow extraditions to mainland China, but have since swelled into a movement seeking direct elections for Hong Kong's leaders, as the city was promised it would be when Britain returned it to China in 1997. 53 soldiers and one civilian were killed in a militant attack on a northern military post, an attack for which Islamic State has claimed responsibility. That assault Friday is one of the deadliest in recent jihadist violence. Mali's communication minister says 10 survivors were found at that army post. Numerous wildfires continue to burn across the state of California, with most of them contained, yet the devastation and emotional toll on residents and first responders is high. We get more from AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Crews are battling the Maria Fire northwest of L.A., one of the last significant wildfires to hit the state this season, says Cal Fire's Scott McClain.
It has burned over 9,400 acres of grass and brush in difficult terrain. And it is 20% contained, so that's some good news.
In L.A., actor Matthew McConaughey helped cook and deliver barbecue to first responders on Friday.
We're here to help out, and hopefully next year we can come back and say thank you to these first responders. Maybe there won't be another fire then.
Meanwhile, California's largest wildfire, the Kincaid Fire just north of San Francisco, which burned more than 77,000 acres, is 72% contained, and most of the more than 180,000 evacuees are able to return, according to Cal Fire. I'm Julie Walker.
A federal judge in Oregon has put on hold a Trump administration rule requiring immigrants prove that they have health insurance or pay for medical care before they can get visas. The U.S. District Judge granted a preliminary injunction that prevents the rule, which is in effect as of this Sunday. Find more at VOANews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.